We have a busy, busy program, a busy, busy week. As we mentioned last week, we're back to normal now. This is it. This is as official as we get. The dorms opened on Saturday and Sunday for folks who pre-registered. They'll be open again today and tomorrow for those same pre-registrants. A lot of leases start on August 15th. That could only mean one thing and one thing only, that Indiana University is back to school a week from today. So is Ivy Tech. But to help us out with all the facts, figures, and information is the director of New Student Orientation. She's our good friend, Melanie Payne. Melanie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Glass. How are you? Happy fall. It's here.
It is here.
Good morning, Melanie.
There's Margaret Freddy, and she helps us out on Monday mornings. We talked off the air that your clipboard's a little bit thicker year after year after year. Let's get down to just quickly. How many do we have? How many new fresh faces are we expecting on the 24th to enroll in classes?
Well, you know, the numbers aren't in until they're all actually here and in class. But we're looking at a really big class this year.
Are we going to hit the 10,000 mark?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, I knew it's been 95, 96 around in there. For
no, freshmen. It's been 75, 70. Yeah,
thought, for freshmen?
Yeah.
Got it. Maybe I saw something in transfers and everything else as well. I thought it was closer to 10,000, but still 75. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, you're probably thinking of how many we house, because that's about.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly what I'm talking
about.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see a class somewhere in the neighborhood of 78, and those numbers will come in, and there's people who do that for a living to analyze that and get them all in. But this will be our biggest one. We're pretty confident.
And now how many years in a row has it been your biggest one?
On and off, we've probably hit the biggest maybe three or four times out of the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, since I can remember having you on the air, that's
we
why
talk about that pretty much every year,
don't we? Yeah, because that's your clipboard getting bigger and bigger and bigger and thicker. And the great news is, since these classes have been increasing in size, the first year experience program has always been around, but you've really expanded the services you've provided, and you've kind of got in line with the times. And I don't sound mean to sound like some kind of old fogey, but when I was in school, it was a complete different situation. It's more of a communal event, a welcoming event, a get involved event. Heck, in my day, they handed you a flyer and said, "See you in 4 years of graduation."
Yeah, we hear that all the time. Yeah.
But I wish you'd have been around
when I went back. I really do.
The website is excellent. fye.indiana.edu. We're looking at it right now. So if you have a friend, family member, loved one, whoever it could be, and they're getting started, this is a great, great resource to have.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And we're excited to get started. It's certainly orientation, and we're finishing up the final orientation programs, but we're getting ready. We're starting Welcome Week, and then all throughout the year, FYE serves students and works with students, and that's not how it used to be. So definitely we expand every year, and we're looking at a great class coming in, not just size, but it's going to be a good class. It's a smart class. It's a diverse class, and we're ready to get them started.
And the other thing, we use technology to our favor in today's day and age as well. You guys lean on that as much as possible, quickly get your messages out?
Oh, absolutely. We're using social media more and more, of course, and just the way we talk to students and even their family members throughout the summer as we help them prepare to come, and between orientation and getting ready to move in, working with our colleagues in RPS and Welcome Week, and get them off to a good year.
And as we see every year, it's people. You've talked about record numbers and everything else. How valuable do you think the services with it is completely valuable, and this is probably the dumbest question I've ever asked on radio, so I'm trying to back my way out of this to rephrase it. We've got more and more students not from around Indiana or this part of the country. Your service has to that's even more
needed,
more better for them.
Yeah,
that's a Monday morning. That's terrible. You want to? Can you call back? Can we start over?
No, well,
hey, let me just talk Southern Indiana.
Hey,
y'all, there's a bunch of folks ain't from here, and you got some really good stuff to help them out on your website there.
Well, you know, it is. It is all about that. Whether you're from Bloomington, and I'll tell you what, sometimes the local students actually are the hardest because they don't think they need.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
They're about to go through. They've grown up with Bloomington, with the campus in their backyard, but oftentimes they're surprised at how much they didn't know. I mean, they may have known what the campus was and may even know their way around it, but not all of them. But they don't understand about, you know, living on campus and living with a roommate and starting classes in college. This is not high school anymore. And how do you register? And how do, you know, what about the advisor? And what services are here? So whether they're from very near or across the country or across the world, it's all about getting them ready, more comfortable and confident for that transition. Because when they're confident, they're going to reach out for help. And when they're, you know, a little bit more comfortable, they're going to talk to other people and talk to professors. And if they ask and if they get involved, the help is here for them. And certainly the involvement is here for them. And that's really our goal, is to get them knowledgeable enough to know that there's something here for them, that they can find their way, that they can fit in, and they can make this their home, and they can get the most out of their experience.
So, Melanie, how do students find out about you? Because, I mean, I'm thinking
is
about...
Is there a call-out meeting?
Well,
like there was an hour day?
You know, I mean, I'm just thinking to myself, if I grew up here and lived here all my life and was going to school at IU, you're right. I would probably be like, oh, you know, I know everything.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Well, the good news for our services and what we do, in orientation comes under FYE, first year experience. And after students are admitted to Indiana University, they start to hear from us. And orientation is required for all new students. And it's required for that very reason, to get them off to a good start, to help start that transition, help them become aware of not just the culture of campus, but definitely the culture of the traditions, but also the services, the opportunities, the requirements, the expectations. And so they have to come through orientation. So that's when it really all starts to become real.
And the great news is you have help for parents as well.
We do. We have...
They might be more nervous than the kids half the time, wouldn't you think?
I love the parents. Parents are, you know... They're less likely to be nervous about asking questions, first of all. So they want to know, and they really appreciate the information, and they're not embarrassed to ask even what they think might be the dumb questions that students might feel a little uncomfortable. So yeah, and we take that relationship very seriously. We work with the parents very closely. We have a really comprehensive orientation program for them to help equip them with enough information, so that we're really in a partnership with students, the university, and the parents and family. And, you know, we want to get them enough so that they can nudge the students, so they can coach the students along and understand this process as well. And orientation, I mean, it's not just about that two-day program. It started long ago when they first started considering IU. Their orientation to IU and what it means started long ago, and it continues, especially throughout that first year. And that's why first-year experiences has developed into what it is.
Well, the other thing that occurs to me, too, when we talk about this is the student who's transferring or the older mm-hmm. student who's coming back. It sounds like this would be a really good place for them to start.
Absolutely. And that's the other population that might seem a little cynical and blasé about, well, I've done orientation at my other school. But that other school might have been, you know, very different, whether it's large or small or two-year or four-year residential or not, or urban. And so we try to honor the experience that transfers bring, but they still have to go through orientation. They still have to learn about what it means for them at Indiana University, Bloomington. And sometimes they're also caught off guard by the transition. So we do our best to help equip them and prepare them as well.
Our guest this morning is Melanie Payne. She's with the First Year Experience at Indiana University, and you can find them online. Very simple. I like simple. This is great. FYE.indiana.edu. We've put it on our WGCL Facebook page, so you can share it with anybody you'd like. She's also the Director of New Student Orientation. It's Monday morning. We are 1 week before classes start. Give us a thumbnail sketch of what folks are going to see, either involved in the process or, like us, just here in town over the next few days. Besides an avalanche of people.
Right, and that's what I think that's what everyone's talking about right now, noticing the traffic, gearing up, noticing, just feel the energy in the air. But certainly with students moving back and getting moved in, and you're seeing a lot of U-Hauls, but this week is all about getting them started. So if you look on our website, you can go to the Welcome Week pages. It's under Orientation and Transition, and there's a link on our home page. And you can see the activities and the events of this week. And they're all designed to get students out onto campus, meeting people, because we want them to meet people, whether it's their roommates and floor mates, or maybe it's faculty and staff and people around the campus who are here to help them. But we also want them to get to know the campus a little bit more, so we plan events all over campus, whether it's the stadium or the auditorium or the union or culture centers. We want to get them out and about, because we know even if they're going to events because they're going to get a free T-shirt or food or because they don't know what else to do, that's fine. They're getting out and about, and they're getting more familiar. And that familiarity just breeds that comfort and confidence. We also want them to build on what they learned at orientation and start to get familiar with the resources. So we have things that are huge and fun and traditional and all sorts of, you know, with between Culture Fest, which is an amazing event on Thursday, and the Traditions and Spirit of IU.
Chuck will tell us all about that on Friday morning, right?
Yeah, that's a blast. But it starts with the ceremonial, the freshman induction ceremony, and that's when they're inducted into the class, and it's a pretty special moment.
That means you're official. There's no turning back.
Exactly, right? They make the Indiana Promise. They sing the alma mater, and hopefully if that 90% chance of rain goes away, they'll be able to enjoy the picnic. But that's kind of the start of Welcome Week. But we also have smaller events to help them get to know people a little better. We have academic events. And we have some new events this year,
oh,
too.
Oh, good. Yeah, because you can't stick everybody in Assembly Hall or Memorial Stadium. That's not that sense of community you're looking for.
Right.
It doesn't really work.
But there's two things. One, you have to do that to get the feel of what it's like to be around that many people. And then the other part is, that's what Indiana is, a little bit of small stuff, a little bit of really big stuff. It's the
exactly.
Big 10, not the small 10, not the medium 10. That's a Big 10. And what, 40, 39,000, 38,000 on campus? So you've got to experience it both ways, I think, and that's a great opportunity just in the first couple of days.
Exactly, and there's value in both. You want students to feel a part of something really special. You want them to feel, you know, the 600,000 or whatever alumni who've come before them. They're part of a history. They're part of a culture. But you also want them to personalize it. So we do both. And, you know, whether it's the space or the timing or the event, but we have small and large, and we have academic and we have social. But our goal this year included adding to some late night. Every single night of the week, we have late night activities. You know, they're not in class yet.
There's no point to fight it, right? They want to do something late at night. Let's give them something to do.
Right, and let's give them good things to do and fun things to do.
Instead
and
of getting in trouble will, kinds of things to do.
Well, exactly. And they're looking to make friends. They're looking to feel like they're a college student. So we have late night activities every day. We have a big service activity on Saturday where they'll be going out into the community. So there's a little bit of everything.
Well, that's the other point I wanted to hit with you. Obviously, Bloomington and Indiana University are synonymous. How do you bridge that gap between maybe the townies, y'all, and the college world? Obviously, volunteering is a great way to do it. We talk to Beth Savage every week, and she raves about how wonderful it is to have the students back because her volunteer opportunities shrink. And that service, that's one way of pushing them out in the community. How else do you get them accustomed to Bloomington?
Well, it's really important to us that they understand that they are part of a bigger community. And we even talk about that at orientation. And we have a couple events that'll get them out there. But, you know, we want them to see that there's life beyond the gates and that they are connected to. And one is that new student service day, whether it's getting out into Bloomington or understanding the value of helping your community. It kind of serves both. We have an event on Sunday that's new, and it sounds really simple, but I'm pretty excited about it. We're showing Hoosiers at the Buskirk Chumley.
There you go.
And for a new student to go to the Buskirk, you know, what a special place, first of all, and getting them, you know, down past the sample gates and to understand that there is more out there and experience something pretty special in the community, too. So,
well, and don't forget to tell all of them that the Board of Trustees has just decided to put a new, an outside amphitheater just for this class.
Yes.
That's our welcoming gift.
Right. I saw the design of it. That's going to be
It looks gorgeous.
Isn't it?
It does.
In a lovely setting, and that's the cool part here. You can find great things culturally, socially, academically.
We are so lucky to have such a gorgeous campus.
Well, and some of the things that have gone up over the past year or so, the entrances to campus and it's always been a beautiful campus, and we hear that every single day, of course, of orientation, and it's wonderful to take people around this campus. It you know, it warms them and it sells itself, first of all, and it just helps people feel at home because it is such a nice campus. But, yeah, I love the new things going up on and around campus.
And we love that you've got it all right there at the fingertips. You can take it with you anywhere you go. So if any parents are listening this morning and are nervous about, geez, I don't have a map. Well, you can find it all, fye.indiana.edu. Melanie, I know you're very busy. We appreciate your time, as we always do this time of the year. By this time next week, hopefully your clipboard's not as full of information, and we've got everybody off to a great and flying start as the 2015-16 academic year kicks off. We appreciate your time, as always.
Well, always happy to chat with you, and I know you are now the parent of a kindergartner.
That's so right.
I have her name waiting on a list.
There you go. Smart woman. You're already waiting for her. I can tell. Right. She's going to be great. I can tell already.
Her mother figured out the system. They threw me out after a couple years, but Indiana, near and dear to all of us and our family, so that won't be too much of a surprise. But, you know, kids, sometimes they don't want to do what their parents do. They think, oh, mom and dad, that's the...
Right.
Keep it written down, though. We're trying to indoctrinate her. She likes... go IU and red and white pom-pom, so that's good. That's good.
Well, so. I'll keep O-team, what is it, 28 or something?
Yeah, something
like,
oh, gee whiz. Oh, man. I don't want to think.
You're giving Monday morning, Melanie.
Yeah, I'm starting to sweat. I had the donut sweats on Friday, now I'm having the financial sweats on Monday. Melanie, thank you so much for joining us. It was great. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a good day.
Melanie Payne, she's the Director of New Student Orientation, the Senior Associate Director of the First Year Experience.